This week's Parshas, Parshas Vayakel. It's also Shabbos Mevarchim. We bless the new month of Adar, Sheni, the second Adar, which we'll celebrate, God willing, Sunday and Monday. And so this is the actualization of the leap year, where we're adding an extra month this year. And so it brings us to the question of the idea of a leap year. Why do we have leap years in the calendar? And when exactly this idea, at what point are we commanded to have a leap year? So the standard, if you were to take someone and just pull them aside and say, okay, where exactly do we get this idea of having a leap year in what we understand as a lunar calendar? And so most people will answer that the driver is the idea that we have to celebrate Pesach. Passover has to be celebrated in the spring. We call it the Chag Aviv. It's the holiday of in the spring, and hence we need to now reconcile and make sure that our calendar doesn't get out of whack. And so, since there's an 11-day differential between our lunar calendar and the solar cycle, and so therefore we understand that we need to add and reconcile. So we have a command that says you can't add days. Like, for example, in the solar calendar this year, we had February 29th, add a day. When it comes to our calendar, we only can add months. So therefore, we end up having a cycle of 7 leap years within a 19-year cycle. Okay, so that seems to be the driver, that we have to make sure that Pesach, Passover, is always going to be in the spring. And so 11, you know, those 11 extra days, there's 11 more days in a solar calendar than there is in a lunar. So therefore, we have to add certain amount of years where we have an extra month. Okay, but the truth is, if we look at the Rambam, he actually identifies this commandment of having the leap year type of process in our calendar, not from that idea of Pesach being in the spring, although he does mention it, that it is something that we have this concept, but the driver, the tzivoy, the commandment actually comes in the first mitzvah that God gives the Jewish people. As we're going to leave Egypt, it says that we have this famous idea that the first mitzvah is HaChodesh Azalachem Rosh Chodashim, that this month will be the first month of the year for you, which is Chodesh Nisan. And so therefore, that first mitzvah is that we are now commanded to keep our calendar based on the lunar cycle, the moon's cycle, HaChodesh Azalachem. And the idea of the lunar cycle is this idea that it is a constantly renewing type of idea, that the way we understand and we experience the moon cycle is that the moon will completely disappear and then will slowly emerge, almost like what we call a molad. It's a birth, and then goes to the point of where the mid-month it's completely full, and then it wanes again. And so that cycle of renewal is the way we're going to count time. But in that first Sivu, in that first commandment, it actually says the Rambam, l'chod shehashana, that you're going to keep this as your first month within the months of the year. The Rambam explains that there is no yearly cycle within the lunar cycle, but rather the idea of a year only exists within the solar cycle. So the sun has a cycle of a yearly cycle. And so when it says l'chod she'ashana, when it makes the first commandment of how we're going to keep our calendar, in there, it tells us right away that you need to make your calendar system with leap years so that you reconcile the lunar with the solar. It has to go l'chod she'ashana for the months of the year. Year equals the solar cycle. Now, why is it so, you know, important idea that when God was giving us this concept of how we should keep time and how we should introduces to us the idea of our system of time is based on a constant cycle of renewing, that there's this idea that we can actually go through different phases in our lives and recognize the fact that we're never stale. It's always something that's going to constantly have the ability to renew itself. So that is in contrast to the solar cycle. Like we say, Ein Chadash Tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing new under the sun, because the sun is a constant. The way that the sun, the way we experience it, it's just always that continuum. And so Hashem, in that first mitzvah, what he's telling us, and the whole concept of our leap years, and in terms of what we're trying to do, is to reconcile, to bring this lunar cycle, this idea of freshness, newness, the ability to rebirth into a place that's constant, that's always the same. And to basically bring that message, and that when we're making our calendar and adding leap years, the idea of taking a chodesh, which is chadash, the idea of his chadshus, the idea of being able to renew, and bring that into a system that seems doesn't lack that ability. And our job in the first mitzvah is to be not just have this lunar type of approach of the idea of renewal, but to actually have this commandment of integrating it into a system, into a world that doesn't seem to have that ability. It's a very important idea. And so as we celebrate this, and as we come into the second Adar, where we're coming to Purim, and we are somech geula geula, we take the Adar and the Purim, and we bring it together, and we put it together, and we celebrate Purim in this month, because it's one that comes right next to Nisan, which is when we celebrate Passover. And so Hashem should bless us, that we should be able to take this tzivoy, this commandment that God has gave us right from the beginning, of taking the ability to renew and bring into a world that seems to be static and same, and to always infuse it with that incredible power of his chadshus, of the ability to renew and to constantly grow. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a Chodesh Tov.